You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. And my name is Daryl, and welcome back to another high-energy episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au in full high-quality definition monophonic sound. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au, and there you will find information that will hopefully be of some help for you. Or you can just shoot us an email to advocacy@auwu.org.au, where we have a new guy by the name of Robbie standing by and eager to help you. Thanks, Robbie, and great to have you aboard. So let's get this show on the road. Now I have a special guest with me here tonight, Danielle Hassel. Danielle, how are you?
Thanks, Daryl. Yeah, I didn't know that we said...
Very nice to have you here. So, what have you got to tell us?
All right. We're talking about... We've got an action on Wednesday where the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, in conjunction with the Anti-Poverty Centre, is inviting everybody to join us in a picket at this annual conference, which is called NESA Annual Conference, which stands for National Employment Services Association. It will be held outside the Hotel Sofitel on Wednesday, and all your favourite job providers are going to be there, and so will we. The action Stop Profiteering from Poverty is in two parts. The first part is from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. where we'll be set up outside the front of the hotel, 25 Collins Street, and again at the same venue for the Gala Awards ceremony from 5:30 to 7 p.m. where they give each other awards for cutting us off income support. The conference tickets are priced around $2,750 to $4 each, and then an extra $230 for the dinner. And as you all know, that dinner alone is almost a week's income on JobSeeker. Please join us at this annual conference to protest this annual conference run by NESA, National Employment Services Association, which is the peak body for Australia's government contracted employment and related services sector. Seems crazy we have an association for a subcontracted industry. Job centres cut people off from their living life supporting payments and punish the poor. We are demanding an end to mutual obligations and this industry profiting from us. The morning picket is at the start of the conference at 8:30. This is important as this is when the Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Amanda Rishworth, MP, will be the keynote speaker. So we really want to make some noise so she can hear we're not happy about these junkets profiting off us. The evening picket starts at 5:30 p.m. as they'll be walking in dressed up for their awards. So that's, please join us this Wednesday 17th for the Stop Profiteering from Poverty Action outside Hotel Sofitel, 25 Collins Street. Morning picket starts at 8:30 a.m. and afternoon picket starts at 5:30 p.m. So just a little bit about this conference. Amongst their 20 featured speakers, there are sessions on mental health for the workers who get paid to mess with our mental health when we're sick and can't work. This is a rubbish conference for disconnected punitive pen pushers. And sessions run by the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations. One of the major sponsors is an AI company, as if the poor already don't have the most data collection on them, making them even more vulnerable. The conference describes the event as people at the heart and change makers. I'd agree they're at the heart of punitive government measures that harass people and change their circumstances from stressful to chronically anxious survival mode. Let's just see what Jay says, and I might have a few more points, maybe. Dale, did you get Jay on the line, or should I keep going?
No, I've got Jay here. Yeah, Jay Coonan from the Anti-Poverty Centre. A man who is Centrelink and job provider's worst nightmare, and it's rumoured they have a price on his head, dead or alive. Jay Coonan, hello. Are you there, mate?
I am. How you going?
Oh, Jay, fantastic. Oh, glad. Thanks for being on the show. So, you're here to talk about the new proportionate or something like that?
Oh, the income apportionment bill that has been currently before Parliament and heading to a Senate inquiry, which is going to be held, I think, later this month.
Yep.
And they're going to be reporting on that next month as well. So just for a bit of context, the income apportionment was an unlawful measure method that they used to basically flatten out a person's payment. Mm-hmm. A person's income to decide whether or not they had a debt. And it was found out through the court that this was an unlawful method. And because of that, the government is now having to respond to that because basically they've been found to have unlawfully raised debts going back, back to 1991, but they've only backdated it to 2003.
Yeah, I like how they found that out after going through a court. When we all knew that years ago, they only had to ask us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, people are constantly picking up faults with the social security system. Even with the whole targeted compliance framework thing, and the point of the rally on Wednesday and many other demonstrations is you're constantly coming up against unfair things that are later being found out to be illegal or unlawful.
Yeah. Well, just the first quarter of this year, they've had, nearly 350,000 payment suspensions, and 1% is probably the recipient's fault, but that's a hard number to imagine that many people doing the wrong thing. Because I know that from spending years on the advocacy line. It's, I didn't get anyone that was trying to get out of work or anything like that.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, that's just for that 350,000 figure, that's a job provider who's suspending a person's payment. So, you know, they could be doing it unlawfully. So it would be great to know how many of those 350,000 people have actually done something wrong, or, you know, they're using a system which they've, turned, kind of defanged a bit because they found out that it was unlawful. Mm. So, you know, that's...
Well, in my experience, I'd say that you'd be lucky. They're probably only one person out of that number.
And then you pull that out to 2018, that's millions of people that have been affected by this system.
Yeah, but been suspended for not turning up for an appointment that they knew nothing about. I knew a guy, he knew he had an appointment, but then he got a job interview and he thought, well, that's more important. So he sent an email to his job provider saying he can't make it. He has to change it because he has a job provider. A job interview. Gets back home from his job interview and he finds that he's been suspended.
Yeah. It happens all the time. And, you know, I've had it where I've told them that I have something on and I can't attend and they go, no worries. We'll reschedule it. They don't reschedule it, and then they just say that I didn't turn up. So I call them to be like, what are you doing? Mm. And then they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, don't worry, we'll reverse that.
And it's always better when you're going to tell them something, like when you need to change your appointment, it's always better to put it in writing and email it to them, because that way they can't deny it then, can they?
Yeah, exactly. It's always, like, that's the best thing that you can do is always get this stuff in writing. So, even at your first meeting with your provider, get an email so if you can't get hold of them on the phone, you can provide something in writing to them.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you always need to cover yourself when you're dealing with these people. So, okay, so we see you there on Wednesday at the conference.
I'll be there at 8:30 a.m. handing out flyers.
Fantastic.
Hopefully we'll be giving them to the people who are attending, who, you know what, probably really don't know much about what's going on. They just think what they're doing is the right thing. So, you know, hopefully a few people will see these flyers, start having a conversation and realise what they're doing to people is, you know, pretty catastrophic.
Yeah, and I'll be there myself and other members of the union. We'll be there, happy to answer any questions for anyone that comes along. And it'd be nice if we could disrupt the conference, but I doubt if they'll let us in.
Dave, if you could get into the conference, what was there any sessions that you'd love to be a fly on the wall for?
I would really be interested. Yeah, I mean, there is some interesting things about, you know, what a public sector service looks like, which, you know, is a pretty interesting session to be holding at, you know, a conference for largely privatised services. I think they see that the writing on the wall is that, you know, this gravy train isn't going to keep running forever and that they need to start proposing some, you know, ways out of this to be able to sustain themselves because, you know, the system's collapsing in on itself. Mm. So it'd be really fascinating to see what they think about that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they will let you in because on their website it has conference.
My invitation's been lost.
Well, a conference ticket price for a non-member is $2,754. So, you know, anyone on Centrelink that has $2,754, I'm sure they would let... Who's going to knock back someone that's got $3,000 in their pocket, you know? It's
exactly.
Yeah.
And, well, I've only had $3,000. definitely not spend it on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to think how many months that is. It's at least... it's about 2 months' income on JobSeeker at least.
Yeah,
2 months benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Jay. Unless you have anything else you want to add?
No, not yet. I mean, there's going to be, you know, opportunities in the future to do these types of rallies. So for anybody who is listening, you know, is interested, wants to get involved, you should come along on Wednesday. And that's just the grassroots organising. But if you're, you know, if you're interested in policy or you want to contribute, there's the, you know, the income apportionment bill as well, which you can find on the Australian Parliament website as well. So there's definitely more ways than one that you can advocate, and I encourage everyone to get involved.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, thanks very much, Jay, and we'll let you go here. And
thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Have a good night. I'll see you on Wednesday.
See ya.
Great. Okay. Bye. All right, that was Jay Coonan from the Anti-Poverty Centre. So
I've got a few points about some of these workshops, Daryl, that they've got, in terms of disability, they've got a session that's called Transitioning to the New Inclusive Employment Australia Program, which to me, I think this is implied that they're using this word inclusive employment. I think that's something to do with getting people with disabilities to work. So, like, instead of, like, hey, you've already spent years proving that you've got a disability, now we'll make working inclusive for you. So, we'll you know, even though you just got off JobSeeker and you've got earned the right not to work, we'd like to get you back in this market because we're profiting off it. And then there's another session that's... something to do with mental health, normalising the conversations around mental health. I'm not sure if this is like to help the staff who deal with us because we're such hard work and their mental health's at strain. But I think the whole rhetoric around normalising conversations around mental health is actually a way of scapegoating serious psychiatric issues and scapegoating the mental health effects of what they do to us. Do you know what I mean? So there's really quite a big irony in some of these sessions that they're running.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got to do some more talking.
Oh, do I? All right. Well, Oh, I think we've come to the end of the show here now. Don't forget to join us again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.